the thriving community of Excelsior. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com, the first man to cut brush for the purpose of improving the vicinity of Excelsior was W. H. Haskins. In 1854, he purchased the southwest quarter of Section 16, at which place Knapp's Creek furnished an excellent water power, and here he erected a sawmill. The place was named by W. H. Coates on the same day which the framework of the grist mill was erected. In 1857, Knowlton and Coates kept a general store, but there was not much of an impetus given to the growth of this place until 1867, in which year the village was platted. The first school in the village of Excelsior was taught by Elder Harvey in the winter of 1867-1868. The post office at Excelsior was established in 1857 with D.C. Stewart as the first postmaster. Mail was received once a week from Orion. Later, mail was received three times a week from Muscadet and once a week from Sugar Grove. In 1878, a newspaper was started in the village of Excelsior by Ira D. Hurlburt. The paper was called the Excelsior Press. It was not a successful venture and collapsed after about 10 months' time. Mr. Hurlburt is now connected with the Prairie du Chien Union. In 1880, the people of Excelsior, needing more than just a schoolroom, erected a two-story schoolhouse at the cost of $1,000 and have since employed two teachers. The first was a principal by the name of Professor Keyes. The Excelsior Cornet Band was organized August 25, 1881, to provide entertainment. The following are the members thereof. C.S. Hamilton, he played E-flat and was the leader. George Hamilton, 2nd flat. Myron Noble, B-flat. Oscar David, alto. Myron Brown, alto. Homer Winton, baritone. Harry Ellsworth, tuba. Jay Pearson, tenor drum, and Valour's Coates, bass drum. Notably, at one point, the village had a public hotel. It was called the Excelsior. They had a wagon shop, a drug store, general merchandise and dry goods store, a harness shop, a blacksmith shop, and even a furniture dealer.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.